Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make...
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And world leaders at the G7 summit in Italy agreeing to lend Ukraine $50 billion using interest from seized Russian assets, underscored by the U.S. and Ukraine signing a security bilateral agreement.
President Biden said with this agreement, the U.S. is demonstrating its firm commitment to Ukraine's security.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
Under the 10-year agreement, which is non-binding for future presidents, the U.S. and Ukraine will expand intelligence sharing and enhance cooperation between militaries.
ABC's Karen Travers. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court today upholding access to the FDA-approved drug mifepristone, saying doctors in that case who oppose abortion didn't have legal standing. It's one of several cases challenging the FDA-approved drug. And Democrats in the Senate failed to advance a package of bills that would protect IVF access nationwide. It needed 60 votes to pass. This is ABC News. A setback for Evan Gerskovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter being held in Russia.
The Russian prosecutor's office has announced that Gerskovich will stand trial on espionage charges, a move which officially ends any future pre-detention appeals. In a statement, they say an investigation has established that on the instructions of the CIA, the reporter allegedly collected secret information in the West Central Sverdlovsk region about the activities of a defense firm there that produces and repairs military equipment. No trial date has been set. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 911 dispatcher in Utah helping deliver twin babies over the phone. The dispatcher received a call from an expectant father who said he and his wife were not going to make it to the hospital in time. The dispatcher talking the dad through the deliveries, both of them, including one twin who was in a breech position. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday, and again, upper 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Did he or didn't he? A D.C.-based news outlet reports former President Donald Trump referred to Milwaukee as a horrible city. In remarks to House Republicans on Thursday, at least one member of Wisconsin's delegation says Trump didn't say it. Others say he was referring to crime or election integrity. Trump, of course, will accept his party's presidential nomination at next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. At the Capitol in Madison, a warning from officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Donald Trump is the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation.
Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, campaigning for President Joe Biden. Tragedy in Winnebago County, where the sheriff's office says two girls, ages 11 and 7, died Tuesday afternoon when the ATV they were operating collided with a car.
We want community members like you to help us get our kids on the path to success and back to school this fall, plus secure a great part-time position. Cobison Buses will be hosting a patriotic driver hiring event on Wednesday, June 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. with on-site interviews at Cobison locations statewide. During this event, test drive a school bus, register for festive door prizes including Milwaukee baseball tickets, and new drivers are eligible for a starting bonus up to $2,400. Visit Cobison.com for a location near you.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winikinsous. This hour being brought to you by Shell's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant, and a Basilo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Weather permitting today, the city of Durand will be seal coating Washington Street, 9th Avenue East, and 10th Avenue East. Crews will seal coat the roads one half at a time, so the roads do not need to be closed. Residents are advised there will be no parking on all three streets today. Now, if crews are unable to do the project today, they'll try again later in the week. There are questions to answer about a decades-old pickup truck that crews pulled out of a lake in Menominee. Police say the truck was in Lake Menominee for quite a while. The truck is from the 1980s, but it's a little more than a rusted hulk. Investigators say there's no VIN number and no license plate. They don't believe the truck is tied to any crime. They are, however, looking for any information about the truck, its former owner, and how it ended up in the lake. Add this to the list of problems after the closing of HSHS hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Chippewa County says it now needs a new morgue after St. Joe's Hospital closed this spring. Chippewa County Administrator Randy Schatz said the county's looking for a new spot to build a morgue, but he says it will cost at least $750,000 to renovate a building. It would likely cost more to build a new morgue from scratch, however. For now, the county says it's using space at the Stokes, Proc, and Munt Funeral Chapel in Altoona. A Winona County judge has granted a request to move the murder trial of Adam Fravel. The judge ruled yesterday that the trial should be held in another county. Fravel's attorney had asked for the change of venue, saying his client could not receive a fair trial in Winona County due to media coverage of the disappearance and death of Madeline Kingsbury. The new location for the trial will be announced after consultation with Minnesota court system administrators. There's now a state of emergency in Whitefish Bay because of the sinkhole in Buckley Park. That hole opened up last Saturday, and the village declared the state of emergency earlier this week. The emergency declarations allowing Whitefish Bay to move quickly to repair the hole by fast-tracking the work. Still, crews in the village say it will take some time to clear that sinkhole, then fill and repair it. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The city of Durand interviewed the four finalists for the city administrator position yesterday. During a special council meeting yesterday, the four candidates met with the council, city employees, and took a tour of the city. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says they are in contract negotiations with the finalist and hope to announce the new administrator in the next few days.
Are in the process of negotiating with the candidate, and so we're looking to get that in place here in the next few days. But we had a very robust group of candidates for the position, and overall, I think it went real well, and we should hopefully have news in the next couple of days.
Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen is retiring at the end of the month. There's a warning from police about people selling fake jewelry. Police in Menominee say they've received a few calls from people who were offered or who bought what they thought was gold jewelry, only for it to be fake. Police say some of the offers came from people at grocery stores and gas stations. Officers say it's probably best not to buy jewelry from someone in a parking lot. Jewelers say there are some things to look for when buying jewelry, like color, stamps, and quality. The Chippewa County Courthouse will expand security measures following a Board of Supervisors vote. The board voted 20-1 to reduce the number of usable entrances to the courthouse. This will limit the number of spaces that newly hired security officers will have to monitor. Security became a concern when threats were made to the courthouse last May. The suspect in a child sexual assault case in Trempealeau County has been deported. Ulysses Grandos was charged in April with sexually assaulting a girl in 2015 and 2016 when she was between the ages of 7 and 9. On Tuesday in Trempealeau County Court, Grandos was informed that he was being deported. The judge ordered his $10,000 cash bond be forfeited. If Grandos returns to the U.S., a warrant has already been issued for his arrest. A mixed ruling on early voting from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court's liberal majority ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election. But the justices ruled local election officials can choose wherever they want to place temporary voting sites for the duration of early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. That upholds a rule that has been in place since 2016. The court's majority said upsetting the placement of voting sites just days before papers were due on placement would disrupt the process. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Like a lot of people on summer break, a black bear in Shawano made its way to the local library. Workers at the Shawano County Library said the black bear wandered by on Monday. The workers were both excited and a bit scared. Shawano police say it's not uncommon to see bears wandering around this time of year. They're likely looking for something to eat. If you see a bear, just leave it alone. Police say it will just wander away. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Gilliland readies for Iowa Challenge. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Woo!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
It's been 7 years since Todd Gilliland has won at Iowa Speedway. The Front Row Motorsports driver collected 3 victories on the 7/8 mile oval, competing in the ARCA Menard Series East and West in 2016 and 17. Returning for the NASCAR Cup Series debut, the North Carolina native ponders potential changes to the aging racing surface over the years.
I think there's going to be a ton of difference than kind of last time anyone has seen the place. And yeah, it'll be very interesting. Our cars nowadays don't necessarily soak up bumps very good with, you know, just how low that we run them and, you know, limited shock travel, all that stuff. So, it'll be very interesting for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Football's only off-season begins. Good afternoon, I'm Doug Russell with sports. There's been a saying the last several years that the NFL is a 12-month-a-year sport. When you consider the combine, the draft, rookie camp, OTAs, and minicamp, it's a lot more than many fans see. But the NFL is not a 12-month-a-year league. It's closer to 10.5, with the next 6 weeks the only true vacation afforded players and coaches. The Packers' first practice is now July 22nd, the NFL allowing the team to begin early because of their week one trip to Brazil to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. To baseball, the Brewers are off today, a reward for their rally Wednesday in their series finale against the Blue Jays. Entering play today, the crew has a 7-game lead over three teams in the Central, with the fourth Pittsburgh 7.5 games out. Coming up tonight, the Cardinals host the Pirates. Chicago is at Tampa Bay. In the Midwest League tonight, the Timber Rattlers are at West Michigan. Beloit is at Quad Cities. In the Northwoods League, Fond du Lac is at Green Bay. Lakeshore hosts Royal Oak. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The final high school event of the 2023-24 season is set for this weekend as spring sports wrap up. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
There are only a few days left of the 2023-24 high school sports season, as another year is almost in the books. Before we officially put things to bed, there are still a few more trophies to hand out. The championships are set for baseball, with state title games held Thursday. We aren't able to record in time to know the winners, but you can head over to wisports.net for the full results from each of Thursday's four baseball state championship games. The very last official high school sports event of this year takes place this weekend, with the 41st WIAA Girls Soccer Championships at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. In Division 1, Muskego is going for a third consecutive title, though the Warriors are the number 2 seed behind top-seeded Wanakee. It could once again be a battle between Oregon and Whitefish Bay in Division 2. Oregon beat the Blue Dukes in last season's title game after Whitefish Bay got the upper hand in the 2022 contest. Plymouth was the champion in Division 3 last year, and the Panthers are back as the top seed in this year's tournament, though second-seeded McFarland has just one loss on the year. Keele has just one loss and was the champion of Division 4 a year ago, but the Raiders are the second seed in 2024 behind unbeaten Cedar Grove, Belgium. Semifinals are Thursday and Friday with championships on Saturday. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I saw a fairly large garter snake out behind my shed here just the other day, and it was rubbing its nose on a cinder block that I have on the ground there. I thought, well, this snake must be shedding its skin. Why do snakes shed their skin? I'll tell you, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
All animals shed their skin, even humans. Some just do it in a more visible style. Yes, we shed millions of skin cells every day, while snakes and some other animals shed a layer of skin in one continuous piece. It's a process called esthesis, which occurs between 4 and 12 times a year for snakes. There's two reasons why. First, while the snake's body continues to grow, its skin does not. A roomier skin is generated and the old layer is discarded. Secondly, a shedding or sloughing of the skin removes harmful parasites. How it happens is pretty interesting. Just prior to shedding, the snake's skin begins to turn bluish and its eyes become opaque. This hinders its vision. Within a few days, the snake will rub its head on something abrasive. It tears open the outer layer, and then it crawls through those tight quarters, sliding out of the skin, leaving the old skin inside out. So if you see a snake shedding its skin, it's best to just leave it alone. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Free is key during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. Right now, get one free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of a V20 drill or impact driver kit for $69. Don't miss your chance to save on the high-quality, high-performance tools you need during Craftsman Days. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/19. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday and again upper 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We had a lot to unpack today. I brought up the conversation of what do you want to talk about, and that meant a lot. There's a variety of different things that we're really going to focus on this market trade. A lot of it, of course, is what the grains have been doing, and we'll also talk about the leak over it's had into the livestock side as well. Joining us, Mike Zuzlo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics, and we didn't have enough time during the midday to even touch the tip of the iceberg on these. But let's kind of start out, Mike, with your thoughts on kind of the takeaway from these USDA reports. Is now 24 hours post later, markets are still talking about them.
Yeah, and I think they should for the next couple weeks at this point, Susan. And I say that because this trade really has not come to the realization yet. I think they're starting to in the corn market, but they really haven't come to the realization yet that the USDA tightening the world wheat supplies and tightening the world grain supplies as a whole, increasing the U.S. wheat exports by 25 million bushels on the WASDE report, jumping the average cash price for the wheat in the United States from $6 to $6.50. I can't remember the last time that we saw an increase of 50 cents during harvest, with the U.S. harvest being good in terms of potential and seeing a half bushel yield increase. And so I think if you can't see the impact of the tightening world supplies, I don't think you should feel bad about that, because I think the trade is still fighting it right now because we are in harvest and because the dollar continues to rally and it keeps the funds kind of locked into their short positions. But the fact that the USDA came in on Wednesday and cut 6.5 million tons from who sell wheat in the world, knowing that's almost 240 million bushels, it makes sense why they raised our export number by 25 million bushels. And so I'm very much on board with that. And I would say to your question specifically, the wheat and what has happened in the wheat supply demand, essentially, for what happened in the corn in the next months globally, even if we don't have weather problems here in the United States. And that's mainly because South America is still, I think, needing to be addressed Brazil and Argentina's corn, I think, are too high from USDA's numbers on Wednesday of those supply fundamentals. And so the trade should be put on notice here as we go towards the end of the month, especially with heat in this current U.S. market, heat in China and heat in the Black Sea, that they want to probably or should probably want to put some premium into this market.
I like how you talked about, you know, with if the weather, and we know that this definitely has been a weather-related market. It seemed we hit the month of June and kind of dove right into that, and I think that's going to continue to be a factor as well, especially right now when you look at the Eastern Corn Belt, talking about heat stress concerns with dry weather.
I think this is really important and can't be overstated as to the vulnerability of our now. And by the time we get to July 4th, I don't think it will mean as much if we have a couple good rains and get past this next 2 weeks. And I'm hearing the exact same thing from a lot of my clients east of the Mississippi River. And it puts me in mind of the 2012 crop year in that it was hurt early and then it just got worse and worse and worse. And I think this is one of those years kind of like 2022, 2012, where if you get this big rain, it can mean the difference of the trade wanting to go maybe above $6 in December corn if the rains come. But if you don't get the rains, I don't think we want to shortchange the corn upside potential. And I say that very gingerly because I realize what's going on with the funds. I realize that we don't have the crude oil market underneath us. But we also have to realize the funds are net short over 212,000 contracts of futures and options. And we also have to realize those world corn stocks to use ratios are right now, even before any more cuts to South America, they are every bit as tight at 10, 11 year lows as the world wheat stocks to use ratios. And so we're getting less and less wiggle room to have weather events. And again, I would reiterate the idea the trade probably really hasn't picked up on that. So I think it's really a crucial time right here in the next 10 days, to your point directly, Susan, that this is a time where if you're a livestock feeder, you don't want to let your cash corn get out of hand on you, given the fact that you've already bought high-priced calves, and you don't want your hay prices to get out of hand on you if you start to see a really hot, dry weather pattern develop. And so feed needs, I think, are exceptionally important here between now and the end of the month to be really monitoring.
Well, we had a lot of reports that came out yesterday that were outside influences. And then today, we had the jobless numbers come through. How do you see that weighing in on this grain and livestock complex?
You know, I tell you, when I saw both the jobless numbers and those weekly claims coming in at a 10-month high, and then I saw a PPI number, a producer price index number, that was down 0.2% in May and only up 2.2% for the year in May, I really thought, does what the Fed just said and what they just did really matter at this point? Because those are truly non-inflationary type economic data points that I think are very important. And so I'm really of the opinion that while the Fed said that they were going to do one rate cut almost for sure, quote unquote, you know, almost for sure in 2024, but they put two on the table. I could see fairly easily two rate cuts here in 2024 calendar year because of this new data. And I'm hearing it too from colleagues and contacts in the employment industry that they're really starting to see quite a slowdown.
All right. Well, folks, we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for part two of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll take a look at other factors that are weighing into this grain complex and then kind of flipping the gears over to the livestock side, which in itself had a very interesting trade. If you remember, a cattle market, for the most part on the live, stayed to the downside throughout today's trading session. But at the end, they were able to pop themselves back into the positive. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continue with Mike Zuzlow with Global Commodity Analytics. And talk a little bit more about this grain complex. I know it's a time of year this winter wheat is getting harvested, and as it moves out of Oklahoma and into southern Kansas, I've heard really yield numbers are surprisingly well for many folks. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, I've heard that as well, Susan. I think the eastern half of Kansas, I've got a client that is also in the crop insurance industry, and he and I were speaking this morning, and I've also seen around here with some local farmers that I know, 3 to 4 inch rains this past week, and, you know, on top of the rains that have already come through in the last 20 days, I think the eastern half of Kansas is probably going to be a lot tougher situation, but that's really not hard red wheat country anyway. So I think if you didn't have any hail damage, which I spoke with a client up by Grand Island today, and they had some hail damage east and south, and that goes all the way down into northwestern Kansas from what I can tell from these past few systems that have come through. But I think generally speaking, USDA has it right with an average yield of 40 bushels for the Kansas state wheat crop. I think this goes back to the currency markets and goes back to the export market. It looks like we're going to have the wheat and it's going to be good quality. And so I think we're in a very good position compared to the last few years of being able to really get some of that business. And again, that kind of reinforces, especially the quality side of the issue.
Roundup. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
The last European parliamentary elections were held in 2019. That was before COVID, before the rapid rise of inflation, and before the war in Ukraine. So it's no surprise that political changes are happening across the pond. With several national elections in Europe coming later this year, the farmer's voice is likely to continue to echo through their political process. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday and again upper 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling off on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a mob.
boy. Do you need some company? She had me stopping at a Quick Mart before we made it out of town. Next thing she was running at me, telling me to lay that hammer down. Oh, there's a man right behind me, doing his best to slow me down. Stolen Marlboro Lights. Lord, we never saw them coming till they read us both our rights. Yeah, and it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95, with a sheriff right beside. A disappointing ending for this modern day Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love but I lost it. She got too close so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a
Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack of lines, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember.